forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested, see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to...
WXCT Southington.
Simply appropriately.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Find temperatures a bit less frigid and will bring a few snow flurries to the tri-states. Hi, I'm Jack Root, and it looks like a grand time for you to grab a friend and head for your favorite ski resort. Conditions are reported as excellent at Michigan's Upper Peninsula, ski resorts like Big Powderhorn, Indian Head, and Blackjack. Cross-country skiers and snowmobilers will also be able to enjoy the trails of these areas. We hear the deepest bases are presently enjoyed by Shoosh Mountain and Nubs Knob, where the figures quoted are 80 to 86 inches. Boeing Mountain and Boeing Highlands, they've got 76 inches of base with all the cross-country trails open too. Crystal Mountain and Sugarloaf, they're reporting 68 and 66 inches with their cross-country trails tracked and groomed also. Shanty Creek, bases are reported at 38 inches. Call ahead if you plan to cross-country ski at Grand Traverse. Cannonsburg and Timber Ridge, they're both enjoying good ski conditions, bases over 50 inches. Good skiing will be found at Swiss Valley, where the base is reported up to 40 inches, and Bittersweet have 35 inches of base. Mount Brighton and Mount Holly in southeastern Michigan, they're expecting good crowds this weekend. They report a 40-inch base. Special events scheduled are NASTAR races and a Kanizel Championship race at Nubs Knob, a sock hop and a snowboard races at Mount Brighton, a beach party at Cannonsburg, and special rates Sunday at Swiss Valley. Snow Trails in Ohio will also have their ski carnival this weekend. Mount Wawasee in Indiana, they'll also be skiing on bases of 8 to 28 inches. Listen to Wawa Radio for updated ski reports by Jack.
Are you in control of your cholesterol? Sadly, over 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks each year, and high cholesterol is a leading cause. Worse yet, millions of adults who have dangerous cholesterol levels may not even realize they're at risk. Now there's a safe and effective way to lower cholesterol with Cholest Control. A special blend of all natural herbs and vitamins that have been proven effective in clinical studies with dramatic results. One woman actually lowered her cholesterol count from a whopping 292 down to 170 in less than a month. Taking prescription drugs for this problem can be expensive and cause harmful side effects. But all natural Cholest Control is completely safe and available at a fraction of the cost of medication.
Don't put yourself at risk. If you're concerned about your cholesterol, get in control with Cholest Control. To try Cholest Control risk-free today, call 1-800-643-4056. Cholest Control is guaranteed. Call 1-800-643-4056. 1-800-643-4056.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yes!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
WXCT Southington.
Another crazy morning on the Travel World Radio Show. Welcome back to the show. Willem Bagg and Stephen Pickford. And
good morning.
Ellis Hobel in studio. We're good talking morning. Today. Another Pete Monet moment.
Yes, lots of them all the time, the power of live radio. And our first guest today is somebody who's done something quite unique. Checked out her website at fezmedina.com. Lori Wood is the founder of the Fez Medina Project, and she joins us now for a few minutes to begin Travel World Today. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your project and what inspired you and what exactly it's all about.
Well, I went to Fez to learn Arabic 7 years ago, and I became immediately enchanted with the Medina of Fez and really wanted to live in the Medina, but at that point, no one was living in the Medina, and I went and rented a house there, and what that has done, I then bought a property there, and we've created the Fez Medina Project, which is a group of people who buy and renovate traditional houses in the Medina of Fez, and we have a small rental business that lets people stay in these houses, but mostly we're a nonprofit that is dedicated to raising awareness of the Medina of Fez because it's really in jeopardy, and also bringing artists from all over the world to do residencies in Fez.
Now, because preserving architecture and preserving heritage is something that lets people actually experience what Morocco was back in the 12th and 13th centuries.
And it really feels that way now. My husband is Fezzi, and I often tell people that he's from the 14th century. You walk down the streets of Fez, and you really have, other than the donkeys going by with crates of coke on their back, you really get a feeling of being in the 14th century.
Now, passengers or travelers going to Morocco, a lot of people think, oh, we have to stay in an American-style hotel. That's the only way we're going to get quality of service. But this lets you step back into an era and experience what the people living there experience themselves.
That's exactly right. And because I moved there alone and actually rented a house, I think I was the first woman I'd ever heard of, a foreign woman living alone in the Medina of Fez 7 years ago. I know firsthand the kinds of worries that people have, and that's why we set up our service the way we do. We give all of our guests full-time guide service and cell phones so that they feel really at home in Fez. And using a cell phone is certainly living the way a Fezzi lives in the houses in Fez. And what you have then is an access to this private inner world that you do not see on the streets of Fez. One of the things that I found most difficult was walking down the street. You had this, Fez is an enormously mysterious place. But as a tourist, when you're staying in an American hotel and taking a taxi to the Medina, you feel locked out of it. And I wanted access to those beautiful, quiet inner courtyards that really shape the experience of living in the Medina. And staying in these houses, people have the ability to experience that the way the Medina is meant to be experienced.
And they get that extra room that a hotel cannot provide.
Well, that's exactly right. And most of the hotels, even the closest you can get to the Medina in Fez, other than staying in the traditional house hotels which come up, I mean, there are good traditional house hotels, but you know you're staying in a hotel. You know, there are other guests in other rooms. This is your experience of having your own inner domain in one of these houses. We have Riyadh's houses with courtyard fountains, and we have a royal suite with a private terrace. And it's really quite a completely different experience to live in the Medina than to live in one of these big hotels.
you get that atmosphere, and particularly if you're traveling at two couples or a family, the price is very reasonable. It actually works out less per person than staying in a hotel.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And some of these houses are quite big. You know, the smallest house we have on our site is a lovely little house with four people, but usually these houses house 6 to 8 people, and that works out very economically, particularly compared to the Palais Jeannet or one of the big hotels or even one of the traditional house hotels.
Now, how many properties do you represent or have in your collection?
I think we've got 4 or 5 right now, but I have contacts with a much larger number of people that, you know, we're really a community of people who love these properties and work hard to preserve them. It's an amazing struggle to go through restoring a house there. It's just the stories I could tell you.
Oh, yeah?
The stories, yes. There's always stories to tell.
Do tell.
Oh, just the kinds of the things that happen when you're trying to restore one of these houses. This is a great experience, or a great example of it. We were trying to install an air conditioner in the Masaya in a traditional way. And what you have to understand about the guild structure in Fez is that there is no such thing as a master contractor. The owner is forced to go to each individual master malam, or craftsman. So you will be personally working with the Zalij or tile master, the Gupt or the carved plaster master, and it's really up to you to coordinate these individuals and to see how things work. Things happen. It's just really, you turn your back and things happen. It's really quite amazing. I remember trying to install in a sensitive way an air conditioner, which was really necessary because of the heat in Fez, in the Pasha Baghdadi Masraya, which is our royal suite. And what ended up happening is it got installed over the 1880s carved plaster. And just the circularity of the experience of what happened, the number of people that went together to have people decide that in the end the best thing to do was to install it over the plaster was just really, it's hilarious and it's heartbreaking. One of the things that's really threatening the Medina right now is that the traditional craftsmen there, they value modern technology much more than they value the Islamic art that's present in the Medina, says. And that's something that we hope to change. As tourists come and start living in these houses and really start respecting the things that are old, who want to actually live in an authentic place, I think that that's changing, but very slowly, to understand that you don't install an air conditioner with a big gaping hole in the 1880s carved plaster.
Sounds a little bit like the trend that we had here in North America through the 1950s and 60s, where they would tear down something which was, you know, part of our heritage, which we're trying to restore these days, all in the name of so-called progress.
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the things that's really happening and says, it breaks my heart, is that, and this is one of the reasons I think it's very healthy for people to start going in and buying these houses, people from all over the world, but also Fezzes coming back from Casablanca, because Fez is the traditional royal seat. These wealthy families with their history in Fez are coming back and restoring these houses. It starts to give people in the Medina the experience that these houses that they've been living in, thinking, oh, this is the place the poor people live, because that's how it's perceived now. Feeling that it's valued. Right at this point, people have fled the Medina. So the upper middle class have moved to these, what I feel are awful suburbs. They're just cinder block houses, but they're new. They're valued. And what's happening with families and says they can pull these beautiful 8-foot carved doors off their house, which would be usually a set of at least 4 or a set of 8, and they could sell them for $1,000 each. Which each door set will pay for a year and a half of rent for someone, and they're doing this, and these houses are being disassembled.
And of course, this gives them the incentive now. People coming from other areas, they want to see the history and the heritage. It gives them the incentive to preserve it, and for that, we can commend you. Of course, you can check them out on the internet, www.fezmedina, that's FESMEDINA.com, 1-800-714-3390 to get all the information about the Fez Medina project, and if you're heading to Morocco, the chance to stay in the Fez Medina in a beautifully restored house. Lori Wood, thank you for joining us this morning on Travel World. Pleased to have you, and as we come up to 4:15, more to talk about on Travel World, aircraft security, air travel, and Cynthia Fodor after the half-hour break on Pittsburgh and Iowa State Fair and Las Vegas. Stay listening.
Friol. Guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny, easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Children are our most precious citizens, our joy, and our future. Hi, this is Patty Rowland. In 1996, 9-year-old Amber Hagerman was playing near her home when she was abducted and later found murdered. When a child disappears under suspicious circumstances, it doesn't affect just the family, it affects all of us. The Connecticut Amber Plan is designed to quickly alert citizens of a non-family abduction and enlist them in the search efforts. An Amber Alert is activated by utilizing the Emergency Alert System, getting information out quickly through broadcast stations across Connecticut. Because of the small size of our state and the likelihood of a suspect fleeing our borders in a short amount of time, it is essential to send critical information to you in a timely manner. The Connecticut Amber Plan, designed to quickly alert our citizens of a non-family abduction and enlist them in the search efforts. Hopefully, we will never need to activate Connecticut's Amber Plan, but this station has put it in place to protect the future of our children.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, sometimes you feel that way. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Will and back is Stephen Pickford in the studio.
Good morning, and on the line with us now is Roger Roots. He's calling in from Pittsburgh Airport in between a couple of flights coming back out of Las Vegas, en route back home, I presume. He wrote an article in the Independent Review, Spring 2003, on the creation of the Transportation Security Administration, and he joins us this morning to tell us that perhaps the federalization of airport baggage screeners would reduce, not increase, airport security. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Now, tell us a bit more about your research on this matter and your thoughts on the Transportation Security Administration.
Well, basically, I've concluded that the Act of Congress that created the Transportation Security Administration is probably one of the most ill thought out and probably the most absurd or I hesitate to say dumbest, but it's one of the dumbest acts of Congress probably in its history. It took an airport screening system that was mildly inadequate, and it certainly was not a perfect system before 9/11, but it took that system and did little more than increase the cost by about four or five times, and probably hasn't done much, if anything, to increase security. And as I say in the article, it may have actually lessened security in the long run.
Now, the type of people, as soon as the government gets involved in one of these projects, as you correctly mentioned, costs increase. They're offering, you know, double and triple pay. It's taking employee resources away from other areas of government need, such as Border Patrol, other government departments.
Yes, exactly. In fact, because Congress has sent so much money into the paychecks of these new federalized airport screeners, we're probably going to end up neglecting some much more serious threats to security, including even air travel security, because, as I say in the article, the far more realistic threat, I should say far more realistic than a hijacking threat, is the threat that bombs will be stowed in checked luggage, which, of course, as you know, has happened in several major airline incidents worldwide. And, of course, that's a much larger threat. Every airport security expert in the world will tell you that's a much larger threat than any hijacking attempt. And the machinery, the technology that can be used to detect explosives in luggage is extremely expensive. And it's not even quite to the level where we need it to be to really detect all, you know, explosive residue and whatnot in the luggage anyways. So we're spending so much money where it doesn't need to be spent and neglecting so many other things that could be put to better use.
It will take years and years and before these pieces of equipment are installed in every airport, and even then it may not get to every airport, and maybe never every piece of luggage may never be checked.
Well, not only that, but of course, any time you create a federal workforce, you create all kinds of lobbying in behalf of federal labor costs, of course. And it's almost a given that the lobbying will be in favor of more employees and probably not in favor of more technology. And of course, what we need is more technology.
These people, well, once they're hired, are pretty well set for jobs for life based on federal government hiring practices.
Absolutely. It's very difficult to fire most government employees due to civil service laws. And of course, one thing that is actually advantageous in the act is that there's a sunset provision so that the airports can apply to get out from under the Transportation Security Administration screening. And what we're going to see in the next 2 years is all these national airports really moving fast to try to go back to the private screeners. And we're going to be seeing that really in the next year on a major scale.
Now, they always talked about how if it became federal responsibility, direct control, that they would have much greater ease in verifying the reliability, the backgrounds of the people they were hiring, and that has not been the case either.
No, not at all. In fact, there was just a press release recently pointing to the fact that, in fact, many Transportation Security Administration screeners have managed to get their jobs without the background checks, and they have criminal records just like they did before 9/11. You know, there were all kinds of scandals, of course, right in the immediate aftermath of 9/11 about how Argon Bright Security and some of the other airport screening firms had hired all kinds of workers with criminal records. And, of course, the Act of Congress was designed to ameliorate that. And now we find out that, in fact, they're still hiring screeners with criminal records.
Well, some of their rap sheets include felony gun possession, assault with a deadly weapon, and 40% of the agency's 55,600 screeners have yet to undergo an in-depth background check. So, you know, something is not right there.
Yeah. And, of course, they're being paid at a rate that is, you know, three or four times what they were previously. And the work has not really changed to that extent. And, of course, the private screening system was not perfect. But one thing that it was good for was disciplining employees by termination. And, of course, as we know, you know, civil service provisions make it very difficult to terminate employees and actually make it difficult to discipline employees. So I don't see how airport screening or airport security is really going to increase at all. Now, it has increased just recently. And, I just flew on a red-eye flight last night, and I can tell you that, you know, security at the airports is somewhat better than it was prior to 9/11. There's no doubt about that. But the long-term impacts, you know, are going to be really in question. I'll make the prediction that the change that we've made will really turn out to be a major blunder. Probably may not even make security any better, and of course it's costing much more.
Right, the cost benefit analysis, when it comes down to, may not gain anything in the long run, and of course you know, that's one of the things. Immediately after 9/11, people sat down and it was like crisis mode, and it was like chickens running around with their heads cut off. We've got to do something. We've got to appease the public. What do we do? And you know what our government's good for? Create another layer of bureaucracy.
Yeah, there was a major panic curve in Congress. The U.S. Senate, I think about a month after the 9/11 attacks, the U.S. Senate voted 100-0 to turn the entire system over to the federal government. And, of course, they did that without any real congressional hearings of any kind and certainly didn't really think it out very well. And by the time it got to the House, the same bill started to run into some problems because there were some House Republicans who started to look twice at it. And, you know, there were some experts that came in and pointed out that, in fact, private screeners are no worse than government screeners. In fact, they're certainly, it's much better. Privatization, of course, works, and it has worked in Europe, where many of the European countries started with this top-down approach, with these government employees doing all the work, and have slowly privatized, finding that in fact works a little bit better. And here we've taken the exact opposite approach now.
And well, you know, time will tell, but the trend worldwide is a combination public-private partnerships, what they call 3P3s, and getting private industry in to do some things that the government cannot do because of the costs involved.
Exactly. And in fact, it's not at all clear that American airport security was really that bad prior to 9/11. U.S. Airport screeners had actually been finding and identifying and seizing, I think, 2,000 weapons per year, I think, prior to 9/11. And, of course, you know, it's hard to compare the quality of screening in the U.S. as compared to the quality of screening in other countries. And, of course, people point to countries like Israel and other European nations where, you know, they're supposedly surrounded by terrorism but haven't really had terrorist attacks on the airport facilities. But I say that's really not a very good measurement because airport terrorism is really very, very rare.
Yeah,
but
well,
it's possible.
It's impossible to get 100% compliance. And, of course, you can read more about this at www.independent.org. Roger Roots, Terrorized into Absurdity, the Creation of the Transportation Security Administration. Well, Roger, I'll let you get onwards to connect with your flight, and we'll be talking to you again shortly.
Okay, well, thank you.
And have a great day, and we'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite. What the hell is a banshee? Seek help. Travel World Radio Show. Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community, where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
You know know what time this is, of course. The unmistakable sounds. We know it's only Cynthia. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford, Devil's Elbow in the studio. And of course, that is Cynthia's theme song, our special guest, one of our favorite correspondents, once again on the air with us. And we can't seem to get enough of you, Cynthia. And welcome back to Travel World.
Good morning, and I can't seem to get enough of you guys and enough of traveling.
I like the first part of that statement.
Well, I really don't see you enough. We need to plan more trips. I mean, everyone out there listening needs to plan more trips. It's very healthy for the soul to get away for a couple of days and help make you appreciate everything when you get back home a little bit more, too.
And also better for the economy, too, with the media-induced panics that have been around. It's far better these days. Now is the time to actually go and travel. Now is the best, the safest time to plan something.
It is, and the prices are really good now, too. And you can get great rates. So if people have been dreaming of that dream vacation out there, don't delay.
Well, one of the places you were just at, Cynthia, was out in Las Vegas at the Venetian Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been dreaming about a trip to Italy for years now. But having a small son, I could see that just wasn't going to be in the cards. And so one way to get a little taste of Italy without going all the way overseas and spending all that time and money is to go to Vegas and stay at the Venetian, which is a recreation of Venice. And it is, you are literally transformed into another world at this hotel. You could feel like you're a million miles away from anything. And even though it is right in the heart of Vegas, as I said last week when we were talking about the Luxor, you don't even need to take part in the gambling to enjoy this hotel or a lot of the other hotels there, too, which can transform you to other cities such as Paris or Cairo in Egypt, as we talked about last week. And I am not a gambler, and I think I spent probably a half hour in a casino the whole time I was in Vegas and just had a wonderful time there. There are plenty of other things to do.
So you knew when to fold them.
Pardon?
So you knew when to fold them and when to hold them.
Yes. Yes, I work too hard for my money to throw it away.
Oh, I understand that. So tell us about the exciting things that you did do, aside from the stereotype of the gambling.
Well, at this hotel, it's the third largest hotel in the world by rooms. There are more than 4,000 rooms there. And it is extremely rich and sophisticated and opulent. And, I mean, you can just walk around the hotel and look at all the detail and the quality. It's just amazing. You feel like you're walking into a palace when you walk into the place. It has marble floors and columns, ornate gold leafing, painted frescoes on the ceiling. And so it almost has that museum feel to it. So just walking around the facility in itself is a treat. And even in the casino, I love to people watch. And in there, in the Venetian, people are sitting and playing the blackjacks and the craps under intricate hand-blown glass chandeliers. So if you can just appreciate the architecture of this place, it's one thing. And then upstairs is, of course, you know I love shopping. And without even spending a lot of money, it's just fun to shop in this place. It's considered the world's most unusual mall. And it's like you're walking into St. Mark's Square in the Renaissance area. So you get not only a taste of Italian design, but a taste of history. And they actually have a canal that is a recreation of the Grand Canal in Venice, and authentic gondolas with costume characters who serenade you in Italian as you ride down this canal. And there's also another one outside, which is a lot of fun, too. And you kind of just glide by shoppers, and they have arched bridges that you glide under. And, of course, the saying there is that if you kiss the person that you're with, Willem, while you're under that bridge, that your love will last forever. So you see a lot of kissing going on.
If that's an invitation, I'll take it.
Yeah, in these gondolas as well. And you really feel like you're going through sort of an exact recreation of a Venice neighborhood. All the famous landmarks are there, the Doge Palace, the Rialto Bridge, and
the lighting in this area is just so amazing because all of this is under this beautifully painted perfect blue sky with clouds, so that you don't even feel that you're on the second floor of a hotel. I mean, you just feel like you're in this magical place. And at night, the lights dim to make it feel like it's evening. So you are totally transformed. I mean, it's just a really, really neat place. I mean, I've been to it sort of, I guess, has that Disney World quality, how, you know, and how well they can recreate and take you to another place in time, except this is Renaissance Italy, which is extremely interesting. And all around there as well, as you're riding on the gondolas, there are jugglers, masked performers, and Willem, you would love these living statues. They are real people mm-hmm. that look like stone statues, and they are trained through meditation to stand motionless there for a long time.
Like federal government workers.
Yeah, and of course the children just love this because they walk up to them and try to distract them and get their attention.
I could get their attention.
I mean, you don't know if they're real or not. I mean, you just stand there, and every once in a while they'll just move slightly. You know, to throw
Dick Leiter, anyone?
All right, you're mean. But it, I mean, there's just so much going on and so much to see and enjoy there. And of course, the shopping is great. You've got the usual Ann Taylor's, Banana Republic's, Burberry, Movado. But they also have all of these European boutiques. I mean, the shopping in Vegas, you can find just about anything there that you could find all over the world. You know, selling things like Venetian glass and just unique items that you really wouldn't find anywhere. So you really could almost just spend an entire day enjoying the inside of the Venetian. Now, along from that, the other thing you know that I love, Stephen, are spas.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, that's a very common theme here on Travel World. We all love spas.
That's true, and we all look for the unique experiences in the spas. I remember one time, Willem, when you were going to climb into one of those sound chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if you ever quite did that or not.
I always remember the time Vic went into that flotation device in Sedona and came out as if he was wearing 10 bags of salt on his body. Good thing there were no cows nearby.
Yeah, and I went into that hydrotherapy tank. We had about 100 jets at once. Pulsating all around your body, and that was an experience as well. Well, here they have the Canyon Ranch Spa, which is very famous. There's, of course, one in New England and one in Arizona. But this is the first day spa to be opened by Canyon Ranch in Vegas. And I'll tell you what, after a night out on the Strip, you need it the next morning. Not that I spent many nights out on the Strip, but...
Yes, mm-hmm.
The spa is just wonderful. It has all of the facilities of the other Canyon Ranch spas, and also a climbing wall, a 400 feet high climbing wall. Willem, you could do that, right?
Well, actually, you laugh, but I was at a climbing wall when I was in Salt Lake City, and I did climb that one.
And he makes other people climb them, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're already trying to beat the doors down on the way out, yeah. But yes, indeed.
I don't know if you want to do that with a hangover after a night on the Strip in Vegas, but a lot of people were doing it, and of course they have every possible treatment and beautiful exercise rooms and the whole bit as well, which is just fabulous.
I finally figured out how to get you to Montreal. We got some of the best spas in the world right here.
Well, the one thing that this Canyon Ranch Spa offered, which I see they're starting to offer at a lot of spas now, are a lot of treatments for two. We all know that Las Vegas is a very romantic place for people.
Hint.
And, you know, just about any treatment that you want, I guess they just, you know, bring in another massage table, whatever, and you can do it with the one you love after you've been on the gondola ride and kissing under the bridge.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm liking
the new saying in Vegas now is, what happens here stays here. I think something like that is now the phrase for the city.
Well, I'm liking the sounds of this, Cynthia.
Please. I know. I'm appealing this to you, Will.
Oh, yes, for sure. You got my attention.
And now we can move on to your next favorite subject, which is fine food.
Absolutely. My first favorite subject, of course, is enjoying any trip that I am on with you. And the last time I was on a trip with you was far too long ago. That's why we would bring you back to our fine city of Montreal soon. We're coming up on the break on the 45. Cynthia, we're glad to have you back on the air with us. We want to hear all about your further things that you've done and fine dining in Las Vegas. So stay tuned on the Travel World Radio Show following the break right here on Cab Radio, WXCT, and the Cab Radio Network. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WNTY.
I feel your white light. You're so bright.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Will and back is in Stephen Pickford in the studio with Ella Sobel. And, of course, one of our favorite guests, special guest Cynthia Fodor from Des Moines, Iowa. And, of course, talking about all the lovely things she would wanted to do with me in Las Vegas.
Wow. Got my You've attention. Got an imagination, Willem.
Oh, yes. Imagination is what he's known for.
Yes.
And it's the old men with their selective hearing, right, Cynthia?
That's correct.
Oh, we believe
it. Oh, I think it'd be fun to have you in the room. In fact, I was next to you getting a massage once out on the oceanside massages in Hawaii.
Yes, indeed. And that was definitely one of the best trips of all time.
That was wonderful. Oh, I highly recommend that to anybody.
Well, thank
Let's
you,
go
Cynthia.
Back there real soon.
You see, that's exactly why I love having you on the air with us. So tell us some of the other fun things that you wanted to do with me in Las Vegas.
Well, we were talking about food, and I know that you would enjoy the, you know, I found myself at like 3 in the morning eating the $1.99 steak and egg breakfast at the casino cafe at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the food there is just so great and so inexpensive. But back to the Venetian, the number of restaurants in this hotel is amazing. I mean, you just don't know where to eat. As I said, you don't even need to leave this building. There are just world-class chefs at 4 or 5 different restaurants there. Of course, the Wolfgang Puck's Pastrio and Il Forno's Canelotto, Pier Salvaggio's Valentino. I can't even say them, but of course, you can tell they're all Italian. And of course, Lutèce, which is one of the finest French restaurants in the world. And Tsunami Asian Grill, the sushi bar. So, I mean, you also get a taste of France and Japan in this Italian hotel. And, of course, the nightclubs. Again, Willem, this is the place for you. There's the V Bar, which is a celebrity hangout. It's been written up in, it was written up in USA Today not too long ago. It's one of the hippest, trendiest nightclubs in the country.
Uh-huh.
And they have a also in this hotel, the Showroom, which is a really unique entertainment venue. And we were talking last week about the burlesque shows along the strip.
Two words that I love.
Yes.
Put them together.
People are sold. I'm going to have to find. And then for Stephen, there are also 2 new Guggenheim museums in this hotel for... You know, and you wouldn't think of Vegas as a place to enjoy fine art, but at the Hermitage they have an exhibition presenting like 40 of the world's greatest masterpieces, tracing back to 6 centuries of paintings. And from that, you also go to the very fun Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
It always gratifies me that when you go on a trip that you're thinking of us.
Yes.
Stephen would like this, Willem would like that. And we're a little typecast, you see.
Oh, yes.
Willem's the guy who lives a little, and, of course, Stephen is associated with fine art. But I realize, of course, why Stephen is associated with fine art is because of what it abbreviates to, F-Art.
Bad.
And I was just looking into that at the press kit here, and we've heard the report earlier from Jack Root, and I hear that the Venetian Hotel is going to be renaming one of their canals after him.
Yes.
Oh, that would be great.
The dentist wing.
Yes, the root canal, yes.
All right, we're taking this, we'll have the viewers with some new jokes this morning. But it really is amazing. I mean, these wax museums, I had been to the Madame Tussauds in London years and years ago, but it's just, you know, to see Lucille Ball and Princess Diana and Frank Sinatra and walk right up to them, they look so lifelike. Just a lot of fun. They also have the Houdini Museum, which you would enjoy, Willem, in the
But of course he was gone.
And
where'd it go? It was here a minute ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
But as we were saying, I mean, just so much to do aside from gambling out there. In fact, you wouldn't think of it as a place for children, but I am really looking forward to taking my 10-year-old son back there.
Jake.
Because I don't know when I'll be able to get him to Europe, and I think he can at least experience it just a little bit and have a lot of fun with a lot of the other things. I mean, a lot of the other hotels, there are amusement parks in the hotels and, of course, great magic shows, which kids would love. Especially my son.
Definitely. Well, you know something. If you can't take him all the way to Europe, you can always take him to the Paris of North America and come right here to Montreal.
Well,
Well, Montreal's another fabulous stop.
Hint, hint.
Yes. We will get there again one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were there actually to see Jake ride a two-wheeler for the first time, two-wheel bicycle.
That's right.
We watched him take the training wheels off.
And, of course, you were out here for the wonderful State Fair,
yes.
Which is coming up again in August.
Yeah, August.
Mark your calendars, everybody. The Iowa State Fair, the best state fair in the world, August 7th through 17th this year.
And what is the slogan this year? You know, when we went in 1998, it was way too much fun. Then the year after that, it was knock yourself out.
Which yeah, not the way Willem heard it originally, yes.
Yes, in one year it was let yourself go. This year it's one in a million because for the first time they broke their million attendance record last year as well. So it does keep getting bigger and better. And the entertainment lineup is fun this year. They always have great country music stars. And, of course, they've got Alan Jackson and Kenny Chesney this year. And we also have the Goo Goo Dolls with Lisa Marie Presley. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and the Rock and Roll Reunion Band. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. They also have a ton of free entertainment on the stages as well. It really is a great value for your money coming out to the Iowa State Fair. And a great experience because, it's as you guys know, it's sort of like stepping back in time where you see everything from the old farmers in their overalls and, you know, parading down the streets with their cattle or...
Awesome.
The world's biggest boar, B-O-A-R.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we had a few times B-O-R-E, but he's in Sacramento now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest boar did move, yes. Yeah.
Or the world's largest hog.
But he's in Markham now.
We can keep going on here.
Actually, I thought he moved to Pickering.
Okay, how about the pork queen? Do you know her too?
La Pierre, Michigan.
Exactly, yeah. You see, every place we go reminds us of home.
Oh, yes.
There's no place like home.
But as you guys know, it is a lot of fun. It's huge. It's on 400 acres. There's a midway with over 100 rides, and you will see just about everything there. And, of course, I love all the contests. I mean, they have the hog calling contest, the longest beard growing contest. Fiddle playing, just about anything you can imagine.
It's real down-home, true-to-life, you know, genuine family fun. The kind of stuff that it's not just stereotypical, but it's the kind that you really, really will enjoy. I mean, these days of, you know, four-second sound bites and grab their attention and, oh, you know, by the way, we've changed topics again. No, it's one of those places you're going to go to and just have a fantastic time. Steve and I, every time that we've gone to the Iowa State Fair, we've just thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it.
It really is fun. And speaking of food again,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can eat. I mean, I'm getting in the mood for a corn dog just as we talk about it. But, you know, it's known for its food on a stick, and now they've got pork chops on a stick, hot bologna on a stick.
Now you're specific this year because of last time we were there, we said you can have everything on a stick, and I asked if that included the soup.
Yes, you did. But, you know, I mean, fried pickles on a stick, even chocolate-covered bananas. I mean, you can just eat your way from one end of the fair to the other. You really need to pace yourself in that, as I can tell you, because I'm out there every single day for 10 days, I just love eating all that fair food as well.
Are they going to put a great big boa constrictor or a python on you this year?
Yeah, what biggest thing are they going to have you do this year?
Who knows? They always surprise me, because if they would tell me that they would put a boa constrictor around my neck on live television, of course I would run as fast as I could. So, you know, it's always a surprise, or that I might have to bungee jump on live television.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
I think it was the world's longest, loudest scream from end to end.
Oh, good Lord. I won't go anywhere with that. Cynthia, it was great having you on the Travel World Radio Show once again. We got
to
stay further.
Well, always fun to be back. Let's plan our next trip and see each other again real soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And, of course, check out the websites that we mentioned here at www.venetian.com, 1-877-857-1861 for the Venetian Las Vegas, and the Iowa State Fair at iowastatefair.com, 7th to 17th of August this summertime.
Well, as we draw again once again to a close, we want to... Next week, we're going to be, well, where exactly?
We're going to be here, sitting in the same chair, unless somebody has kicked us out. I don't know. I'm going to put my hand in the...
Houdini Museum.
Yeah, the Houdini Museum. It was here a minute ago. Well, we're going to close for now.
Yes.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned.
I'm Cynthia Fodor.
Yes. All right. We're glad having you on the air with us. Join us again next week, everybody.
Bye.
Citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what